When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. That's John 19, verse 30. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. To be honest, when Jesus bowed his head and died, it didn't look much like an accomplished mission. It looked more like a tragic mistake. Jesus hung lifeless on the cross, beaten beyond recognition. Two common criminals hung dead by his side. On that Friday, Jesus had appeared before the high priest, the Jewish Supreme Court, the Roman governor, the ruler of Galilee, and the Roman soldiers. He was slapped in the face as a sign of scorn, beaten with the fists of warriors, mocked, and hit with a rod. A crown of long thorns was pushed onto his head. Jesus went through the unimaginable ordeal of being beaten by strips of leather that had metal balls and jagged bones tied to the ends. Then he was nailed to a cross. Mission accomplished. Only the Father and his willing Son saw beyond what looked like a miserable ending. That day, Jesus took on his most important work. On the cross, he took our sins and paid our penalty. And then he cried out in one word, the Greek word tetelestai, which means paid in full. Then he died. Mission accomplished. Paid in full. Because God so loved the world that he sent his Son. Lord Jesus, I can't begin to thank you for your work on the cross. You bore my sins in your body. You died on my behalf so that I could live. Thank you for such amazing love and sacrifice. I pray in your name. Amen.